know, we've gone and hired some of the world's best consultants to work on this project and come to conclusions about the risks that are out there as a result of the breach. And so far, we have not identified any real risks to the environment. There's no dead fish, there's no sick fish, and there's very healthy marine environment. And the tests are ongoing, but all the results that we've had so far indicate that there's going to be very little risk to the environment. And you know, there's a lot of information. So, for instance, some people will bring up the fact that there are heavy metals in the tailings that were released. Well, of course there are. If you do an analysis on any rock from any place, anywhere on the earth, it's going to be filled with trace elements and trace metals. But it's the concentration that those metals come in and the form that those metals are in that determine whether or not they're going to pose a risk to the environment, whether they're going to be available or bioavailable. And that's where we're actually quite lucky with the chemistry of what we've got at Mount Polley. Those metals don't tend to be available to the food chain, and so they're not going to be taken up into the wildlife. They're not going to bioaccumulate.